Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I am a walking contradiction, and this really came to light on Friday. We were talking about some of our food icks, and people had mentioned things that they didn't like, and I was like, oh, yeah, I don't like it, but I do like it like this. Like, somebody said they don't like bananas because of the texture, and I was like, same way. I don't like bananas, but I like banana bread. I was like, it doesn't make sense, and then somebody had texted about carrots. They will only eat carrots if they're cooked. I'm like, I'm the opposite. I like carrots, but if they're not cooked.
People's food idiosyncrasies are weird.
Right?
And I think we all have them.
Like, do you have one?
I mean, I pretty much like any food, but I don't particularly...
Yeah, we know.
No need. But I don't particularly care for pumpkin.
Okay.
But I love pumpkin pie.
Okay.
Just, I don't know why, but that's just the way it is. I will not have like a roasted pumpkin or anything, but I will eat pumpkin pie all day. It's the greatest thing about Thanksgiving.
Well, I don't think a lot of people are like munching down on a pumpkin, so I kind of get that one. But like, here's one. Do you eat ketchup? Do you like ketchup
like
as a
ketchup,
condiment?
Yep.
But do you eat tomatoes?
I don't particularly care for tomatoes. I'll have them in a burger and stuff, but I will never eat them like just a tomato.
Yeah, I don't like tomatoes, but I'll use ketchup. And, of course, I love spaghetti sauce. Give me a good marinara sauce, I'm solid.
That's the same with me. It's weird, isn't it? How you can have something, but you put them into something and it makes it better?
Right.
Even though you don't originally like it? Bit strange.
All right, what else are you going to add to the list? What is something that you like, but it doesn't make sense because you don't like it a certain way?
Text or call 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy and K-Frog. Okay, our weird human behavior. Like, Kelly hates bananas but loves banana bread, you weirdo.
I know, it's so weird. I just can't sit there and eat a banana. But if you give me banana bread, I'll eat an entire loaf.
I'm the same way with ketchup. I don't particularly like tomatoes. I'm the same way with pumpkin pie. I love it. I don't particularly like pumpkin, though. So I think this goes for a lot of people.
Tammy and San Dimas, what are you going to add to the list?
I like lemon in my food, like soups and stuff, but I do not like it in desserts at all. I think it's disgusting.
That's an interesting one.
So I will not eat like a lemon meringue pie or like lemon bars. I can't do it in dessert, but I could do it in food.
I'm completely opposite. Like, I drink a lot of water, and they always bring it with a lemon, and it grosses me out.
Really? And I love lemon, like lemonade or lemon in my water, but for some reason, dessert just makes absolutely no sense to me.
It's funny, I agree with Kelly here. I cannot have lemon in my Coke. I can't have lemon in my water. I can't drink it.
Even iced tea, I don't do lemon in my iced tea.
It's weird.
Oh, I don't do lemon in my iced tea. I don't even do sugar in my iced tea. I just want straight tea.
Well, Tammy, you bring all your lemon bars to me, okay? I
me
got
too.
You covered.
What about me?
I definitely will. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Here's one from the 909. Says, it's not me, but it's my daughter. For her, it's cake. She doesn't like cake, but she loves cupcakes. Even if she watches you make the same batter but makes them into cupcakes, she'll eat it. But if it's in cake form, won't do it. She's 25 years old.
That's it's the same thing. It's exactly the same thing.
She's into portion control, okay?
909 here says, I hate mayo and seafood, but will eat canned tuna and mayo. Again, the same thing. What? Tuna seafood.
951, I do not like onions. All in capital letters. You'll never find one in my house, but I'll eat onion rings, and if I go to In-N-Out, I get animal-style fries with onions.
I'm the same way. 951 here, I don't like cucumbers, but I love pickles.
How many people don't get that?
I only found that out recently, that cucumbers are pickles.
They're pickled. Yeah. All right, what are you adding to the list? I like blank, but I don't like blank.
All right, let's keep this going. 888-431-3764. It's Killian Guy and K-Frog.
I have a lot of food icks, but I think the weirdest thing about all my food habits is I will only eat certain foods certain ways. Bananas, don't give them to me raw. Has to be banana bread. It's probably the sugar that I really like.
So we're both fatties.
Yes.
I love bananas, though.
Do you eat banana bread, too, though?
Of course I do.
Do you have any one of those, like, I'll eat this, but I won't eat that?
Yeah, I think it's tomatoes. I don't particularly like tomatoes, but I love ketchup. You know, I love tomato soup. Stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Pasta sauce.
Pasta sauce, mm-hmm. Of course. Makes no sense at all.
Terry and Fontana, what is it that you like, but you don't like it a certain way?
I love coconut, but I don't like coconut water, and I don't like anything with coconut in it.
You just like it raw.
I just like it raw.
Nancy and San Bernardino, what are you adding?
So I love fruit, but I will not eat anything fruit-filled, no cooked fruit at all. Disgusting.
So it has to be like a raw apple. You're not having apple pie.
No, I will not eat apple pie, no cherry pie, but I will eat apples, peaches, cherries, but no pie.
Does this stem from an incident when you were younger or something?
No, I have no idea. I'm just very picky.
I wish I could say that. Give me a pie over a regular apple any day.
Yes. I wish I hated pie. I wish.
Gary and Hemet, what are you adding to the list? What do you like, but you don't like it a certain way?
Not me and my son. He'll eat hamburgers, but he won't eat pot roast or steak.
Really?
Really. If I grind up a steak, you'll eat it. But if it's a steak, he won't eat it or pot roast.
How old is he?
Right now he's 23.
Okay, I was going to say, well, maybe he's young, he'll outgrow it. When he's an adult, he'll like steak. Maybe not the case
That's
here.
That's why I asked the question, but no, it's not happening. The 909 here says, I love chocolate mint ice cream, but I do not like chocolate mint cookies.
Okay. Deneen from the 562, normally I agree with her a lot. She texts a lot, but this one, no way. She says, I love coffee ice cream, but I hate coffee.
Oh.
I love anything coffee.
And we love Deneen, but this in particular occasion, she's lost her mind. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Here's another one. Says, I love mushrooms, but I can't eat them raw.
That's fair enough, because they're like a fungus, right? 909, hate cranberries, love cranberry sauce.
Okay. 909, my brother doesn't like avocados, but he'll eat guacamole. What is it that you're adding to the list? You can call or text us. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog.
Met a man wearing a t-shirt said Virginia.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.